Number 15 tonight. We're still in the book of Acts. We are just a little over halfway through with the book of Acts. There's 28 chapters there in the book of Acts, and we're in chapter number 15, just a little over halfway. And the Lord's really blessed my life in doing the study in the book of Acts and seeing what God's doing there in our lives. But tonight I want to talk about the contention in the walk, a contention that would be in your walk. As pastor of this church, if there's one thing that I do not want to see, and that's any contention between anybody, any tension, anything that come up, any strife, any bitterness. Man, as a pastor, I'm telling you, I don't like seeing that. I don't want to see that. I like it when it's running smooth. Don't you? Because, man, I'm telling you what, you can say, well, nobody knows about it. As soon as somebody walks in a building, that'll be on their life. You can see it all over them. You see it written all over their face, and you just don't want that in your life. And tonight, I want to share with you what causes contention in the walk. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence verse number 36 of Acts chapter number 15. The Bible says, "And some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do." Paul said, let's go check on the brethren. Let's see how they're doing since we preached the word to them. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take with them, who departed them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them, talking about Paul and Barnabas, that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed into Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas, and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, it's so good to be in your house. Lord God, in here with a group of believers tonight, and right now there's no contention in our walk that we know about, that I know about, Father. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. Lord God, I thank you tonight that we can come in and there's peace in this place. But Father, I know there can be peace on Wednesday and turmoil on Sunday. And Lord God, we pray every day for one another and lift each other up in prayer. And that doesn't come to this local body. Lord, I pray it don't come in a mighty way. Father, I pray we stay in unity. We stay in one accord. We stay right where you'd have us to be tonight. Lord, I pray tonight still for baby Grady. Lord God, I lift him up to you and I pray you just be with him. Lord, I lift up Sister Chris tonight as she's at the hospital. Lord, I pray you touch her. Lord, I pray tonight for Sister Kim McDaniel, Father God, as she's still having pain with that leg. Lord, I pray you take that pain from her and help her in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight for Miss Patsy and the unspoken request tonight and all the ones all over the house tonight that lifted up a hand tonight. Lord, I pray tonight for Sister Vanda in the hospital that she's there with her family member. Father God, I pray you touch that. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, right now for Will and Jessica and the baby. Lord God, I pray when the 29th comes that them doctors be rested and they do exactly what they need to do. Lord, I pray tonight for broken lives, Father God. It's just written on my heart tonight that you would move over there. Father, I pray tonight for Corey Flippo's little baby, Father. Lord, I lift that up to you tonight that you'd help that little fella in a mighty way as they go to Philadelphia or wherever they need to go. Father, I pray tonight that you have your will and way in the lives of every believer in this place tonight. Any of our hearts, anything that would hold us back from worshiping you and getting a double portion tonight, I pray before we leave this place, you settle it in our heart. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, as we come, we're going to talk about the contention in the walk. And tonight, as we come to this place, we see where Paul and Barnabas was going to go back and check on the brethren who they had preached to. They were going back to where they had spread the gospel, and they was going to go back and just check on them, make sure everybody was doing good and in one accord. Hey, but you know, before they could get back to where they needed to go and see what was going on, there was something that happened here in the text. As they was going back, Paul did not want to carry Mark with them. He did not want to carry him with him, but Barnabas did. Barnabas said, hey, we'll carry him on with us. And Paul, being the man of God he was, he said, no, I don't want him to go. And it produced contention between two godly men found in the book of Acts. I'm not talking about two people that didn't know the Lord. I'm not talking about two people that didn't serve Christ. I'm talking about one man that preached Jesus Christ and was stoned because of it. I'm talking about Paul and Barnabas, a good friend of his. Here here they are in the ministry, and now they got problems between one another. And you say, preacher, I love that brother, and I'd never let contention or tension come between us. Folks, you know, I know people that's been mad at family members for 20 and 25 years. People sit in a pew every Sunday but won't talk to their family on Monday. Ain't called and checked on them in years and won't have nothing to do with them. And they call themselves Christians. That's this contention, and that won't work. That won't work. That won't get it. We must have been one accord and one peace and one mind, which is in Christ Jesus. And as we get here tonight, you say, preacher, what produces contention in somebody's life? I've got family that way. Hey, you can talk to them, but they won't talk to so-and-so. Is so-and-so going to be there? Yeah, well, I'm not going if that person's there. That's not of God. Amen? Amen. What is contention tonight? I want to get there and get into the text. As I studied this, this ate me alive. What is contention tonight? Contention is this. It would be a certain sudden outburst, an emotional blow-up. If you got contention in your life, it was a certain outburst, an emotional blow-up, an argument, a dispute, or the strife between an individual tonight. And you say, preacher, what is that? Well, why would that be here? It would be this because Paul had no confidence in Mark. He had no confidence. If you know this in the Bible in Acts chapter number 13, in verse number 13, that Mark, he was with Paul and Barnabas, and then he turned back and he went back. He didn't keep on keeping on the course. He turned back right when they needed him the most, and they had contention in their walk because he wanted to carry him. And Paul had no confidence in Mark. And the Bible says in Proverbs 25:19, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. He said, if you got faith in a man that is unfaithful tonight, it's like having a broken tooth or a foot out of joint. I don't know about you tonight, but the Bible knows what it's talking about. A tooth that is broken is very painful. And you get a foot out of joint, you're not going to walk very far. Hey, but tonight he had no confidence in Mark, but Barnabas had total confidence in Mark. They were kinfolk according to Colossians 4:10. They were kin one to another. But that didn't matter with Paul. He stood up against Barnabas and he stood up against Mark, and he said, right now you're not profitable for the ministry and you don't need to go with us. And that made contention in the wall. I got good news for you this afternoon. Satan loves and he craves to cause contention in your walk tonight. He wants you to get at odds with somebody. He wants you to get at odds with your family. He wants you to get at odds with your church. He wants you to get at odds with your pastor. He wants you to get at odds with your spouse. He wants you to get at odds with your children. He don't want you to speak for years. He don't want you to get to family gatherings. He don't want that, none of that. He wants you to be at odds. Satan loves that more than anything tonight. And I want to show you tonight five things or four things in the Bible tonight that causes contention in a walk. Just before we get in there, let's look here. In verse number 38, but Paul thought not good to take him with them who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to work. And the contention was so sharp between them. Man, that contention tonight gets sharp in our lives. And you say, preacher, what causes contention in between two people? And I know this to be a fact because I've had it in my life. Number one tonight, pride produces a contention in somebody's life. If you want to know tonight why families ain't spoken 20 years, it's because one party's got pride and they won't give in or give up or get out. They want it their way. They got a my way attitude. It's going to be my way or the highway. And in a local body church in between two godly men, that should never be in the local body church. Hey, we should be able to agree to disagree. We ought to be able to get along when nobody else can. We ought to be able to come in and not have no contention in our wall. We ought to have fellowship and love one for another. The Bible says, if you'll turn with me tonight to Proverbs chapter number 13 and verse number 10, talking about how pride produces contention when it's a my way attitude. When we get there tonight, our attitude, when we get that in our life, it'll have contention in our walk. Look with me tonight, if you will, to Proverbs chapter number 13 tonight. If you'll look with me there in verse number 10 tonight, I want to show you this, how that pride, when it comes in a person's life, it'll cause contention. In tonight, that's what was going on between Paul and Barnabas. They had a contention in their wall. It done got so contentious in between one another that they couldn't get along, and they had to separate and go different ways. Folks, tonight, can I say, we don't need to separate. We need to come together. Amen? In the time that we live in, our nation is separated enough. Hey, the world that we live in is separated. There's separation on every corner, and we don't need to separate as a church. If there's anything we need to do, we need to come together and be strong for the cause of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says tonight in Proverbs 13:10, look by this. You're talking about pride produces contention. Only by pride cometh contention. That's what the Bible says. If Solomon, if anybody knew it, Solomon knew it. He said, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. He said, if you want contention in your life tonight, you get to the place where you're prideful and you won't listen to instructions or directions in your life, and you get prideful and contention will come. He says pride produces contention in our walk tonight. But I want to give you something else tonight. As I read this and I studied it, how that Barnabas, he wanted to take Mark, but Paul thought it not good, and that pride rose up inside of both of these men, so they went a different way. But can I say to you tonight, not only does pride produce contention, but number two tonight, disagreements produce contention. You can have pride in your life, and that'll be one thing, but you can also get to a place in your life when you two don't get along and you don't see eye to eye, and there'll be a disagreement that'll cause contention in your life. You know what contention is? It's just tension between two people when they can't get along, and that tension gets so stout and it gets so strong that they have to do something different. And you say, preacher, do you think disagreements will break up a local body church? I'm telling you tonight, I've read commentaries after commentaries where local body churches has been split up, not over the gospel, not over Bible doctrine, not over the preaching of the word, not over the music that's in the church, but they've been split over the color of the carpet. They've been split over what's going on that don't make no sense. It ain't worth nothing tonight. Friends, tonight, we must not argue about things in the church. There's people dying and going to hell, and we need to show unity that we love Jesus, and there's no contention in our wall. Nobody wants to be part of a local body church that there's contention in the wall and there's a separation when you walk in the doors and they're split on both sides and they can't get along. Nobody wants to be a part of that, do they? Nobody does. And what starts that is pride in that local body church. And I've said this in many revivals. It is so sad that most local body churches, the only way that contention's ever going to leave, it was when some of the people in the church are buried in the local cemetery outside. And that's the truth. Because they run the church, they control the church, and they're going to have the church their way. And they'll say, over my dead body, I'm not going to move, and I'm not going to give in. I heard Brother Herb Revis, he's at North Jackson Baptist Church. He said that he got done preaching one morning, and it was about 12 to 15 people got saved. They were born again, stretched all the way across the front of the church, and they was giving them the right hand of Christian fellowship. And when service had got over, he was going to leave the church. And as he got walking down the hallway to go out, he heard a lot of ruckus going on in a side room. And when he heard that, he thought, well, I'll go home and get in my recliner and relax and take it easy. He said, but as a good pastor, I need to look into the room and see what's going on. And when he looked into the room, there was a deacon there that was in that room, and he was a Sunday school teacher, and he had a whole bunch of other men and women in there with him, and he was railing them out. And he said, preacher, I'm glad you come up. You come in this room with us. We got to tell you something. And he went into the room where that man was, and he said, can you believe that they're wanting to take our Sunday school class? We got just a very few in that big old classroom, but we've been in that same classroom for 30 years, and some of the young kids are outgrowed us, and they've outgrowed their room, and they need our room, and they want us to go to their room. And he said, what do you think about that, preacher? And Brother Herb Revis said, I think that's a good problem to have, that we're growing and we need to change rooms. And he said, well, I tell you one thing. I've been in this room for 30 years, and it'll be over my dead body before my class moves to a different room. And Brother Herb Revis just let him go on and let him have his way. And he said that night he went home and he took it easy, and said about 3 o'clock that morning he got a phone call. And whoever that brother was, Brother so-and-so, had died that night. That night he had died. He had died. And Brother Herb said, this is the truth. That man had died, and the last words that I heard him say, that I will not move, it'll be over my dead body. Folks, tonight, can I say to you, God does not like contention in the local body church. He don't like contention between brothers tonight, and pride starts at, and disagreement starts at tonight. And we must never get to the place where we say, if I can't have it this way, I don't want it no way. We want it God's way. Amen? We want God to do the work in the local body church. And Brother Herb said, when he stood up, and it had been over 20 years since that had happened. And he said when he stood at that man's funeral that day and he had to preach that, the only thing he could think of is that man standing before God saying, I want it my way. Friends, tonight we must not have it our way, but we must have it God's way. Amen? Let me show you this tonight. You say, preacher, are you sure that with disagreements we can't continue to walk together? Turn with me, if you will, to Amos chapter number 3 in verse number 3 tonight. Amos chapter number 3 in verse number 3. This is what Brother Amos said here when he was speaking the truth in God's Word tonight. I see tonight contention in the walk. Number one, it produces pride. That pride produces that contention. But I see number two, disagreements produce contention. When you disagree and you can't get along, you say, well, we ain't got to get along. We can still be friends. No, you won't. No, you won't. You've got to be able to put some things behind you and say the cause of Christ is more important than my pride and my what I disapprove in. Look at this tonight. In Amos 3:3, here's what Amos said, talking about disagreements. Can two walk together? Can two people walk together except they be agreed? They will not walk together if they can't agree on something tonight. You know what? Tonight, I don't agree on everything that goes on in this church, but there's one thing I agree on, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. There's going to be things happen at this local body that I'm not going to like. There's going to be things happen that you're not going to like. But you know what? Tonight, the blood of Jesus is more important than anything that can go on in this local body church. And I must put my pride and my disagreements to the side and say, I want to see people won for the cause of Jesus Christ. Look at this tonight. Number one, pride produces contention. Disagreements produces contentions. But let me give you this tonight in the text. Look back with me in Acts 15 and verse 37. And do not miss this. And Barnabas determined. He done set his mind. He done set his mind. Have you ever set your mind and say, I ain't changing? That's what he did. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose name was Mark. The third thing, if you're taking notes, I want you to write down tonight. Number one, pride produces contention. Disagreement produces contention. You must not take sides in a local body church. You must not take sides. I'll never forget, me and Sister Belinda, we got summoned to court over a land issue. And we went down there over a land issue. They was fighting and having a good time there. And man, I walked in, here I am pastoring a church, and they done summons me to court, want me to get in there and get physical with them or do what, I don't know what they want to do, Brother Roy. But I walked in, and that judge said, hey, do you live on County Road 16, da 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 da? And I said, yes, sir, that's exactly where I live. And he said, do you know about this guy? And I said, yes, I do. Do you know about that guy? I said, yes, I do. And I said, if you want me to take sides, you've got the wrong guy. I like both of them. We both, all of us get along, and I ain't getting into it. He said, you're dismissed. You can go back to work. I left and went back to work. Why? Because taking sides ain't worth it. Amen? You still got to live by people. Let me give you this tonight. Taking sides produces contention in a walk. You say, preacher, I got to take sides. No, you don't. Only side you got to take is with Jesus Christ. Woo! And Barnabas determined to take with him John, whose surname was Mark. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 tonight, talking about division if we're not careful. I don't see none here, but it could be in the local body, and it could be coming if we're not careful. Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 11. This is Paul talking to the church at Corinth here about taking sides and producing contention in a walk. He's done talked about it in Acts. Now he's in Corinthians talking the same thing. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse number 11, for it had been declared unto me of you. What were they doing? They was telling Paul what was going on. Can you believe this happened? Can you believe, first thing somebody does when there's a problem, what they do, pick up the phone, call and say, can you believe so and so? Can you believe, for it had been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are the household of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. That there's a division, there's contentions. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. And then Paul answers them, here is Christ divided? Man, the church, we can't be divided. There can't be contention in the local body. Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? And Paul says this, I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I have baptized in my own name. Paul said there should not be no division in the local body church. There should not be no contention. I understand when you get a number that we have on Sunday morning, we have a good number here, and I understand it can get in a contentious way if we're not careful. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, it won't. Number one, pride produces contention. Disagreements produces contention. Taking sides and being on one side or the other produces contention. And the greatest of them all is blaming others produces contention. When you blame somebody else for your mistake, it'll cause contention in a local body church. It'll cause contention in a family. It'll cause contention everywhere you look. I was back here the other day, and I don't know who I introduced her to, but my aunt come, and she comes on Sunday morning. She's about that tall, and she's just a little fireball. She's like my mama. She ain't that tall. And when I got in trouble and I got out of jail, I did not want to get out in public at all. And I just laid in the bed for days. Didn't bathe, didn't do nothing, didn't shave. I just laid in bed. I was embarrassed. You ever been embarrassed? And, man, I knew my name was getting slaughtered out in the community, and I knew it was. And, man, I just laid in the bed. I didn't want to get out of bed. I laid in bed, Brandy covered there. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to do nothing. Days on days on days. And I was laying there one day with my face against the wall, and, man, I was eat up and blaming others. And that little 4'9", 4'8", woman, whatever she is, she ain't very tall. I felt somebody sliding in the bed with me. And I looked over at her. I looked over, and I seen it was her. And I said, "What are you doing here?" And she said, "It's time for you to quit blaming other people. And it's time for you to man up for the problems in your life and get out of this bed." I said, "I ain't getting up. I ain't getting out of this bed. I'm laying right here." She said, "Well, I took off work at Allen White, and I'm going to lay here with you as long as we got to." By the hour in, I realized she was serious in what she was doing. But let me tell you, it done the best I ever had in my life. I got up. I went to sit on the couch. She said, "No, you ain't stopping at the couch." I said, "What?" She said, "Go get you a shower. Shave that mess off your face. Clean up a little bit." I had somebody finally get my face and say, "Hey, you got contention in your life. You got a little tension going on. You got a little something going on. But that don't define who you are." Folks, tonight, when Paul and Barnabas couldn't get along, that didn't define who they was. Just because Mark quit and didn't finish the race that he had started at that moment, that didn't define who he was. Can I say to you tonight, there's going to be people quit on you in your ministry. There are going to be people quit on you in the walk that you're in. When we started building this church, before we ever built it, everybody raised their hand, build the church, and half of them left when it was right halfway through the build. Good thing we didn't take the note out on their faithfulness, but on God's. Amen? Let's just be serious with it. You're not following man. You're following God. You're not following a preacher. You're following God. You're not following a bunch of deacons. You're following God. He is never going to let you down. Amen. And you stick with him when everybody else quits, everybody else gets out, and everybody else don't finish their race. You worry about your race and what you're going to finish. Because there's a reward at the end for those that finish what God has started in their life. Here's what they had going on. They was blaming somebody else. He said, "Preacher, it just started there." Oh, no. Let's go to Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 12. It started in the book of Genesis of blaming somebody else and produced contention in our walk. Look with me tonight, if you will, to Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 12 tonight. I want to show you this. The blame game. And that's what that goes on in our lives. You may know somebody tonight you got contention with. You got a problem with tonight. You ain't spoke to them in years. He said, "If I call them up, preacher, they're going to faint and fall out. It'll do you good to call them." And here's what Adam did to the Lord God Almighty. And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me." See there, he's telling the Lord, he said, "Hey, I was doing just fine till you gave me a woman. I was making it on my own, doing just fine till you gave me a woman. And now I've messed up because of her." And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat." What'd he do? He blamed somebody else. Can I say to you tonight, he was accountable for his sin. He was accountable for his wrong. He was accountable for his contention. He was accountable for what was going on in his life. And tonight, I'm going to be accountable for what goes on in my life, and you're going to be accountable for what goes on in your life tonight. Can I say to you tonight, in closing, and I'm going to break this down real easy so you get it. Contention can be overcome. I won't leave you there telling you that it was all pride, disagreements, taking sides, and blaming others. But it can be overcome. Both sides can be restored. Both sides can be refreshed. And both sides can find rest in Jesus Christ. Look with me, if you will, to 2 Timothy. And we're talking about Paul said, don't you bring Mark. Do not bring him. He is not, he's of no value. But look with me in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 tonight. Boy, I'm glad nobody gave up on me. Amen? Glad the Lord didn't give up. Look with me tonight, if you will. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 11. Let's go to verse 9. The same man, he said he is of no value and produced contention in his life. Look at verse 9. Here's what he said to young Timothy. Timothy, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Grecians to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get what? Paul's at the end. He's finished his course. He's at the end. He's fixing to be over. And here's who he wants. He said, preacher, I ain't talked to them in years. Make sure you get it right before it's over. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark. Take Mark, the one that I used to not like. Bring him on. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is now he's saying, what he said before wasn't, now he said, he's profitable me for the ministry. He can be a prophet in the ministry now. He may have quit, but quitting ain't over. Amen. Failure's not final with God. Tonight you may say, preacher, there's contention in my walk, and I don't know how much more I want to walk. It's not over. Tonight, he said, bring him with me, for he's going to be profitable for the ministry. Mark's now profitable to Paul. No longer contention in the walk. There's a coming together. For contention fled when they came together. You say, how do you know Mark was profitable now? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What did Mark do? He wrote a book of the Bible. Inspired by the Holy Ghost of heaven, breathed by God, breathed through that man that had quit and gave up and went back. Now, he's wrote a book of the Bible. You say, preacher, you don't know what all's going on. It don't matter. You're not done. There may be contention in your walk. You may be prideful. Pride can be overcome. It can. Pride can be overcome. Disagreement. You may have disagreement with somebody. That can be overcome. Amen? You say, preacher, you just don't know. You don't know so-and-so. I'm not worried about so-and-so. I'm worried about me. There's been times in my life that I didn't want to forgive somebody. I won't lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't want to forgive them. I didn't want to make it right. Because I like having contention with them. Because as long as I had contention, they wouldn't come into the house. They wouldn't come around. I didn't have to worry about them. They was out of my life. They was out of my way. But for me to have peace and to be reconciled with God the way that I needed to be, I had to go back to that person and make things right. Well, what about if they don't? It ain't on their part now. That's between you and the Lord. When he puts that on your heart to make things, when he said, hey, go get Mark, he's profitable. You know what? He said, go get him. Go get him. Tonight I wonder who in your life God's saying, go get him. Go get him. You know who they are? Go get them. They're profitable to you. At one time they wouldn't, but now they are. They're profitable to you. We've had a disagreement. I blamed them, and maybe it was me. That was the problem. Mark wrote the book of Mark. He wrote that book of Mark inspired by the Holy Ghost. He said, bring him with you. He's profitable for the ministry. Tonight, I don't know about you, but there's areas in my life that I may need to go back to tonight. Make things right. Make things right where they need to be. Barnabas took Mark with him, and there's some things he didn't get to see because he didn't go with Paul. Paul chose Silas. They went, they had a good time. They'd done things that, hey, he didn't get to do. Can I say something about Barnabas? He didn't give up on Mark. Why? Because he is his kinfolk. Tonight, you may have some kinfolk in your life that you don't need to give up on. Everybody else may have done gave up on them, washed them up, washed them out of no value. And you may be the only one that ain't gave up on them yet. Tonight, if that's you tonight, make sure that you don't have no contention in that walk tonight. You know what contention is? It's about like taking a rubber band and stretching that thing tight. tight, 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 tight. And that thing will stay for a while. But if that thing breaks, somebody's fixing to get slapped with it. If one lets go, one's getting slapped with it. So what do, preacher? You both got to let go. Both of you's got to let go of what's going on. Paul said, go get him. He's profitable for the ministry. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you in this local body, Lord, tonight, that if they be any contention in our walk, that you'd remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they be any contention with our neighbors, if be any contention with our families, Father, tonight I ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know we're only human and we live in this life. But Father, tonight I know that all things work to good for those that love you and are called according to your purpose. And Lord, tonight, if Paul and Barnabas can have contention in their walk, we surely can get it in ours. But Lord, tonight we're coming to the end, and there's going to come a time that we're going to be able to say, go get so-and-so for their profit. And Lord, tonight I pray in Jesus' name that whoever's come to our mind tonight, that we make things right. That we get things right in our own life. That we may get it right between one another. Lord, bless this local body. Lord, let us not get down to 9 if it be your will. Let us not get down to 8 if it be your will. Lord, we're not looking to build in number. But we're sure looking to see people come to know you. Lord, they may be born again. And Lord, when they walk in them doors back there, I pray they never feel contention, but they feel the love of your son, Jesus. That we have a loving attitude. We love one another. And we help one another. Father, I pray tonight you bless it in a mighty way. It be in Jesus' holy, precious name we ask and we do pray. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed tonight.